Lake Superior State women's hockey coach Matt Parker considers himself a bit of a throwback when it comes to sweaters. The team's name on the front is what matters, not the individual's name on the back. So while you might see a number 3, 10, 37 or even a 77 on the ice, you're not going to find a Lamb, McLachlan or McColo, even if there's two of the latter. However, if you look closely behind the bench or were a fly on the wall in the locker room, you'd see one jersey proudly displayed with the name Robinson, in honor of a player who tragically never saw the ice for the Lady Lakers. Parker's throwback tactics may be one of the reasons the Lady Lakers are number one nationally in the latest AKA rankings, but Katie Robinson's dreams of where the sport could be headed has the 37-year-old coach thinking beyond his own team. Robinson was killed in June 2021 when her vehicle was struck by a truck being pursued by law enforcement outside Guido's Premium Pizza in Sault Ste. Marie. She was on her way from her job at the animal shelter to meet up with friends. She was 20. Parker, who is in his second year coaching Lake Superior State, but his 18th at the local level, has seen his fair share of tragedies. However, Robinson's death was a brutal body check. "I battled pretty hard with it," said Parker. The coach had known Robinson's mother Nancy from a previous job at a local pharmacy and had been involved with Robinson's own ice hockey aspirations since she was 13. After he landed the job hemming the LSSU bench, he had convinced Robinson to transfer back to her hometown to play for not just him, but with friends she had played with around the area growing up. Everything seemed to be a winning situation. Until that tragic night. Tournament starts Friday. On Friday afternoon, Parker and the Lady Lakers will host Michigan State University at Puller Stadium in what will kick off a four-team youth travel tournament set to debut in Robinson's honor. Parker's plan is to have the Katie Robinson Memorial Showcase be a yearly event that, as its name suggests, showcases the city of Sault Ste. Marie to hockey players across the Midwest, but also gives young female hockey players the ability to shine in front of college coaches. "Something like this goes on, you don't ever want to lose these kids' memories," Parker says of Robinson's death. Parker says one of Robinson's passions was promoting not just hockey, but women's hockey. "The idea to highlight women's hockey in the Sioux is one a hockey-rich city has been missing out on," according to Parker. "We've done a huge disservice to women and female hockey players," Parker said. "Whether it's more collegiate games, multiple youth divisions or even international competition when the border flows freely again. Right now the idea is to build the Robinson Showcase around the idea of promoting women's hockey teams to the benefit of the players and the local community. It's tenfold, it's another event that goes in our community," says Parker, who hopes it can add to Sioux's winter calendar alongside classics such as the International 500 Snowmobile Race. Inspirational jersey. Parker knew he wanted to bring Robinson's jersey along with the team this season, the bus rides, the locker room, the bench. But for a team that doesn't put names on the back of a jersey, where do you turn? You turn to the professionals. Nameplates for Robinson's home and away jerseys were made and shipped back to the Sioux by none other than Detroit Red Wings head equipment manager Paul Boyer, who with his own ties to the area gave Robinson's name the NHL treatment. "We always take Katie with us," Parker said. Monetary donations to the Katie Robinson Memorial Fund will be accepted as entrance to Friday's 1:30 p.m. Lake Superior State vs. Michigan State game at Puller Stadium, along with needed items for the Diane Pepler Resource Center. The fund includes financial support for the Katie Robinson Memorial Scholarship and the Diane Pepler Resource Center. More information and requested items are available through the Chippewa County Community Foundation. The inaugural four-team women's hockey showcase follows the collegiate game with multiple games all weekend long. Schedule of games: Friday, 11 a.m. K-Stars vs. USA Eagles, 5:30 p.m. Traverse City vs. USA Eagles, 7 p.m. K-Stars vs. IRHA Saturday, 8 a.m. K-Stars vs. Traverse City, 12:30 p.m. USA Eagles vs. K-Stars, 2 p.m. Traverse City vs. IRHA, 6:15 p.m. IRHA vs. USA Eagles Sunday, 11 a.m. USA Eagles vs. Traverse City. All games at Puller Stadium, 435 E Portage Avenue, Sault Ste. Marie.